Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We had an email this morning for Confession at 7 about somebody who's out there trying to plot to get with this girl so he keep getting his eyebrows done so he can try and get some time with her. But there was another email because it was between the two, and this one didn't make it. I pushed it to 8:05. But basically, the gist of it, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it was kind of long. That's why we didn't use it. But it's basically I broke up with my boyfriend because he slept with his ex, and that was devastating. Mm. And I was like, okay, well, we can skip past this because we've kind of heard the cheating one before. But it took a turn down here and said, I did a lot of things to cope, but one thing that I want to confess is that I made a list of things that I want different in my next relationship. This is where it got good.
That's smart.
I mean, it said, what I did, I was focusing on the wrong things, and the wrong things didn't make me happy. I made a list. Regardless of how much weirdness I had to sit through, I decided to put it up on the list for what I put up with with my ex. My list started off with, in my next relationship, I want somebody who don't pick their nose and flick.
Ew.
Oh, it's little things.
Not big things. Yeah.
This was little stuff.
I thought we were talking about, like, employment.
Yeah. A car.
It sounds like the dude probably had the good stuff, but I guess this little stuff bugged her.
Ew.
But I want somebody who washes his sheets on regular intervals.
Okay.
That's a thing. I also want a guy who isn't disappointed that I don't want him to fart in bed.
Ew, that is...
Wow.
It's like being single is going to be a good time to prune out all of the bad things that I don't want for my Mr. Right that I'm putting that together and it's helping me cope.
Can I just say that, lady, you are not asking for too
for
much.
For too much?
Right.
My God.
If that's on your list at the top.
I don't want to be farted on.
I don't want gas passed. I don't want boogers flicked.
No Dutch ovens.
And I'd like you not to have bed bugs.
Deal.
God.
That's on the list. I think the list can be a little longer.
Yeah.
Can we make a list of building Mr. Right?
Okay.
Well, a Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah. I mean this goes both ways.
Are we going to be sexist and just say Mr. Right? Because, I mean, I've never really heard of Mrs. Right.
Yeah, I think that guys have a lot to complain about from what I hear these days. So I think we should do both.
Okay. And we can put this list up so you can... make it your own checklist or add your own to it.
Okay.
What would be the top of the list? 888-429-0941 if you want to text in what you would add to the list for Mr. or Mr. Right.
Always leaving disgusting just dishes in the sink, and they just pile up, and just you never just wash it and just put it in the damn dishwasher. That is so gross because it smells up the entire kitchen and the whole house.
I don't like that because I don't like putting dirty stuff in a dishwasher because then you don't know if it's dirty. That's just my excuse. I put it in the sink because then you know it's dirty, and at the end of the day, you put it into the dishwasher, but it has to be innocent.
Some people will leave it there for like days and days and days.
Oh, yeah,
disgusting, dirty dishes.
No.
On my list is you can't have like a pet that you kiss in the mouth and like let lay in your bed.
The bed is a problem.
That I can't deal with that.
In the bed is a big problem.
I don't care how hot you are.
People cannot break that whole thing.
There's no way.
Remember when we talked about something that you overlooked because it was hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, that was the one thing because I could not take the dog being in the bed, and the dog was in the bed all the time. Like,
it was a big one, though, right?
Oh, my
Hell
God.
No.
Yeah,
hell no.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it at all. All right, we building Mr. or Mrs. Right. 888-429-0941.
Health insurance.
What would go on your list?
It's the little thing.
It is.
Wait, did somebody put health insurance?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay, 888-429-0941. I want your answer on what you would put on your list.
I'm going to puke. Reading all these out of the 727, believe it or not, I dated a guy in another culture and he did not use anything to blow his nose. He would blow it out in the sink and it's absolutely disgusting.
I know somebody who did that. I know a few people did that. When you're on the swim team, that's like a common thing. Like when you have to blow your nose because you're not going to go get a tissue, you're wet, whatever. So you go over by the drain. close one nostril, blast, and then it blow, and it goes down, and then you kick water to kick it down the drain. I've seen so many like nose noogies.
I will puke right now.
I'm serious. I know guys who do that to the sink.
She also just texted. She said, later I found out his family didn't even use toilet paper when they went to the bathroom, just rinsed with water. That was number one on my list after we broke up.
No, that was number two. That's what that was.
We got a text that says, no long nails. I start thinking their butt is dirty.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, you that must be for a girl,
we got
right?
somebody on the line here. Anna Rillis?
Yes.
What? I'm going to call you Anna the Rillis. Anna the Rillis? Anna Rillis, how you doing this morning?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. What, we're building Mr. Right. What's going on the list?
Okay, this is for Mr. and Mrs. It's always been a thing for me. You have to have clean hands. Mm-hmm. Like, nail beds, hands have to be nice because I don't want those crusty things touching me.
You know, can they bite their nails?
I can't say they can't bite their nails because I was a nail biter, but I broke that habit on my own.
Did you? So, yeah, there was a girl like you. There was a girl like you who cared about nails when I was in college. My mom could not get me to stop buying my nails, and a girl told me, "Your hands are so cute; they look real good if you stop buying your nails." And I stopped immediately, and my mom was so mad. She was like, "You mean to tell me all that ointment I put on your fingers, and I just had to be a girl to tell you that?" So I do get ladies do care about the hands; it's a big deal.
Calluses.
So when you meet somebody, Anna Rillis, you're immediately looking at their hands to make sure they're acceptable.
Off rib, low key, yes.
Like, oh my gosh.
God, like, you need to take care of your hands.
Oh, look at you. You need some lotion. Let me help you, baby. All right, sweetie. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's see. Olivia. Olivia's on the phone. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. We're building a Mr. Right checklist. What you putting on the list?
I'm going to put on no vaping in the house, like in small spaces.
That's because of the smell?
It's like a rainforest. If I go to the bathroom after him, our bathroom's not that big, and sometimes he sits in there and vapes while he goes to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. So it's just that misty...
While he's sitting there?
He's got, like, a big mod, you know, so he can, like, make the whole place just, like, a rainforest.
Yeah. You don't want that. Because it does smell. It does leave that scent to it, and then you got that haze, too. So I do get that. Yeah, you don't want that.
And I'm pregnant, so I'm just like, oh, my God, if it hits me wrong, I'm like, oh, my God.
Whoa, he should not be smoking around you.
I thought vaping was safe
around the hell are you? It's smoke in the air. Don't make me go off.
It's a mist.
Disgusting. No, she's pregnant.
We got one up at 941. It says, okay, I need me a lady that don't lick all 10 of her damn fingers when she eats French fries and the ketchup gets on them.
Ew, that is gross, too.
I will say, I don't want anybody who would sniff their underarms. Remember, I don't like to like I don't like to see people check at all, but I would take a guy doing it. Because we're supposed to be crude.
Right.
But when a girl does it, oh my God.
It's like a turn off for you?
It's so bad. Man. It's like, I would equate that with the other bad thing that I've seen, and that was when a woman, like, for some reason, you know how I said bite your nail?
Yeah.
I saw somebody lift their foot and bite their toe.
Oh, wow. Oh, she flexible.
That's what you're thinking, Orlando's disgusting.
Yeah, I was not looking at the flexibility. I was like, that's nasty.
These lists are important because we got a text out the 941, or I'm sorry, out the 813. It says, I manifested my husband by using a list. He hit every bullet point down from hailing from a South Indian state. Manifestation is hella real.
Okay. We got another one. It says, he cannot wear a white t-shirt and basketball shorts everywhere we go. Another one, can you please brush your teeth every damn day?
Twice. Supposed to do it twice a day.
Yeah.
Like when you wake up and when you go to bed.
Hey, Orlando.
Yeah.
Let me smell my
Stop,
armpit.
Meredith, don't armpit. Do that. That's nasty. Orlando and the Freak Show. There's nothing nastier than a girl with her nose under her. Get out of your armpit. You are nasty, nasty.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.